We have a whole lot of soul in the studio today. The band will be performing at our Sonic Waves Music Festival April 13th at the Intracoastal Brewing Company. All the way from Gainesville, Florida, we welcome the Savants of Soul. That is the Savants of Soul live in our performance studio today at WFIT, and now we're cooking. Man, welcome to WFIT, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So can you introduce the band one more time?
One more time. All right. I'm Justin Jerome McKenzie. I'm the frontman and vocalist.
I am Mandy Ford. I am vocalist and trumpet player.
I am Jacob Armstrong, and I'm a trombone player.
Jordan Jones on the tenor sax.
I'm Ray McVeehill on the Barry sax.
I'm Alex Klausner on the drums, and over here we got Will Campbell on guitar, John Gray Shermian on bass, and Zachary Emerson on keys. None of them have microphones.
They are known as the Savants of Soul, and we are so looking forward to their performance on April 13th at our Sonic Waves Music Festival. We're going to be heating up the stage with that sound.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys met in Gainesville, right? You got together there. How did that happen? Because you all have diverse backgrounds in music.
Yeah, most of us grew up in Gainesville. You know, me personally, I've been in band since I was 12 years old, and a lot of the other guys the same way. I met Alex when I was like 13 because he was in this awesome band, classic rock cover band, Same Difference. Check them out. They're great. but yeah, you know, just over time living in Gainesville, you meet a bunch of people, you play shows with people, and that's kind of what happened. We all kind of used to be in different bands. We got together with a, you know, common love for soul music, and we just let it rip.
And there you go. And they are off. They're from Gainesville, the savants of soul. And Mandy, your parents were musicians as well, right?
Yes. So my mom is a recording artist for children. She sings and plays guitar. She's I think she's got like 7 albums out. She's actually been on the Grammy ballot a few times. She's a rock star if you are 7 years old. And my dad was a trumpet player. He was a lead jazz trumpet player for a long time. So kind of came with the territory in my family.
And most of the band are music students at Florida?
So most of us have actually graduated already. We have one that is still enrolled in school right now that is our trombone player. And the whole horn section actually studied in the Florida School of Music in the University of Florida.
Right. Yep. Well, you guys just bring a great sound. I know some of the members have played in like punk rock bands and punk ska bands, but you bring it all together for the love of soul music, man. And it sounds so good. And big things are happening for you recently. You just played the Gasparilla Music Festival, man. What was that like?
Oh, man, that was awesome. The crowd was wild. I got to break out my purple jacket. Normally, I wear baby blue. But if you saw in the pictures, I'm wearing purple, and that was nice. I got to move around. But, yeah, no, it was cool. We only had 30 minutes, so we had to just leave everything out on the stage and it was fun. There was a lot of energy. And
yeah.
That's kind of our deal.
And some great people were there, the Avett Brothers and Gary Clark Jr. And then you've played with another one of our favorite soul bands from Florida, the Shabooms. They're great guys, man. And then, you shared the stage with the late soul singer Charles Bradley, mm-hmm. who is also from Gainesville.
Also from Gainesville. So that's a huge inspiration.
Yeah. Man. What was that gig like?
Oh, man, the gig was awesome. You know, he brought a crowd, so we were the first band, and we played to a bunch of people. But, just being able to share the stage with him when he took the stage. And I think he only did 15 wardrobe changes in his set. But the guy is just amazing. The energy he brings is unreal.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the great thing about soul music is just, like, it does get you in your heart, when you see a great entertainer and the band is cooking behind you, mm-hmm. You just, even if you don't know anything about music, you like that sound,
yeah.
It just hits you, where it's so important here. So let's hear another song from the Savants of Soul.
Tell me, what do you do now that nothing's gone your way? What do you do now when there's no game left to play? What do you do now that you never quite made that grade? What do you do now that nothing's gone your way? In her stomach and the sunlight in her eyes, standing face to face, but the words never seem to come. And smiled as she walked away, nothing more to be done. So I, what do you do now that nothing's gone your way? What do you do I'm just too young to die. What do you do now that nothing's gone your way?
What do you do now when there's no game left to play? What do you do now that you never quite made that grade? What do you do now, now that nothing's gone your way? A taste of freedom as he left for the last time. Still sour, that old familiar feeling left behind. No chance to hide it now, no comfort left to give. Tears, joys, mistakes to make, a whole life left to live.
That's the Savanta Soul on WFIT. Man, that is a great song.
Thank you.
Man, what's the name of that song?
That's Misconnections. It was written by our bassist, John Gray Sherman.
And that's a new single, right?
Yeah, that's a new single. It premiered, recording now is last week. But it's out, guys. Right. You're listening to this. The song is out.
And you're dropping a new song today, right?
Yes, yeah. And another one, the one you're about to hear, called Dead Man Running. These are both going to be out. You should check them out. They'll be on Spotify, Apple Music. I think MySpace lost a bunch of music, so we won't be using them.
Does anybody use MySpace?
Tons.
Now, so is that your plan? You're going to be releasing singles for a while?
You know, it seems to be the way a lot of people are doing. It's kind of like the, as John Gray was saying, kind of back in the 60s. That's how they did it. Just cranked banger after banger after single after single. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's kind of the... Goal.
I mean, you know, you don't need a full album anymore, no. You know, just get the songs that you want and just keep buying them.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Man. Now, you're with an interesting record label. I don't know, maybe that's a loose term, but this Swamp Records, and it's a student-run record label.
Yeah, basically a student-run organization, like a club at the University of Florida. And, but they help us out with a lot of marketing, promotion, talk to the right people. They help us out. It's not really an exclusive record label deal, but you know, we kind of partner up and we scratch their back, they scratch ours.
Yeah.
It's been pretty cool.
What's the music scene like in Gainesville?
Ooh, it is diverse.
Very diverse. Well, you know, we've got the University of Florida there, which is a big kind of cultural hub, and we're bringing in a lot of different acts to perform. But as far as like the local scene, there's an array of different sounds. We've got a lot of indie bands and one really good soul band. One that's just really awesome. But there's a bunch of different groups that are playing around town. And there's always something going on.
Yeah. Now you guys are fairly young, you know,
Thank you.
How did you get into soul music? That's something that a lot of times younger people don't necessarily follow up on.
I can say me personally, I know we talk about it as a joke, but when I saw the movie Remember the Titans, I had never really heard Motown music before. And I knew like My Girl, a couple Temptations songs. I think I knew who Marvin Gaye was, or at least heard a song, but that kind of opened my eyes, and that was back when, you know, Napster was a thing. So I just Napstered a bunch of Motown music, and that's kind of what, you know, introduced me to soul, and I've loved it ever since.
Yeah. Oh, you guys sound so great. We're looking forward to the Sonic Waves Music Festival on April 13th with the Savants of Soul. We also have Zetamore, which is a local band here, the Never Ender, and the winner of our Garage Band Contest, a young band from Cocoa Beach called the Doonies. We're listening to the Savants of Soul here on WFIT. So can you play us another new song? Huh?
Another new song. This one is called Dead Man Running.
don't try to be a hero. No, oh, that's the way it's supposed to be. Hey, I know you hope for reason. Hey, I heard you hope for rhyme. I hope you know that hoping here's just a big old waste of time. Oh, baby, I can't give you all of my love, and cause it just wouldn't be the same. It's been a long time coming, long time coming. I'm a dead man running away. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, I'm a dead man. Just a running. I hope my feet don't fail me now. 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 Oh, baby, I can't give you all of my loving, cause it just wouldn't be the same. It's been a long time. Just a running, running, I'm a running away.
That's the Savant of Soul on 89.5 WFIT, a brand new song they just dropped today called Dead Man Running. And I hope you run to our Sonic Waves Music Festival April 13th. It's a Saturday night, 5 to 10, at the Intercoastal Brewing Company in downtown Ogalle. We're going to feature that band that we just heard, the Savants of Soul. Also, Zetamore Neverender and the winner of our Garage Band Contest, the Doonies. Man, thank you so much for playing today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
No, this was a fun time.
All right, so let's hear a Charles Bradley song.
All right.
One, two, three, four. I try to be a righteous man. I try to give my love all over the world. But I'm tired of being you. To love and be loved. It's my turn to get out into the world and let my spirit speak. I try to be a righteous man, talk to the Lord most every day. Sometimes this world can do me wrong, but I keep to the path, won't go astray. When I start falling over, my feeling catch a flame. Ain't it a sin?
A bonus track for our session today. That's the Savant of Soul doing Charles Bradley, Ain't It a Sin, Man. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
That ripped.